Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
That we here, highly resolved, these dead shall not have died in vain.
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
That the nation,
to disconnect,
shall have a new birth of freedom.
To enter in your number. Thank you.
And the government,
goodbye,
of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
This nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God
shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation, under God,
shall have a new birth of freedom.
That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom.
That the nation shall have a new birth of freedom.
That tells you that this war on Christmas is really the tip of the spear when it comes to a greater battle that's brewing. And that battle that's brewing is those who would want to take God out of our society, out of our culture, which will lead to ruin, as history has proven. Any country, any government, society that has kicked God out of the public square completely, it leads to ruin. Why would we go down that path when we know what would happen?
So why did this happen? Our senior correspondent, John Miller, is with us. He's the former head of counterterrorism for the LAPD. John, what have you learned about the suspect?
He is Paul Anthony Ciancia. He walks into the terminal. He's got the gun in a garment bag. He takes the rifle out. He opens fire, shoots his way through the checkpoint, going down a side, coming around the back. And he's focused on the TSA agents. Inside the bag, we are told investigators came up with notes saying that the TSA were fascists and pigs, anti-American rantings, anti-TSA rantings, and references to the New World Order, which is kind of a growing conspiracy group that believes the world is going to be taken over by forces in black helicopters and so on.
First up, it's all eyes on the sky. Live pictures now from Phoenix. For the second night in a row, military training exercises are underway around the valley. And within the last half hour, the Phoenix Police Department has confirmed to 3TV that they are supporting Department of Defense training around the city. There have been a lot of helicopters seen all across the valley tonight.
Our own Bruce Hafner has reported seeing military helicopters flying low over the Scottsdale area.
Dan Bongino, running for Congress in Maryland. And not because you want to, but because of the things that you've seen and the things that you know. Tell me what you think is happening with the government is being used as a weapon to destroy people right now.
Yeah, we're at a very dangerous point, Glenn, and thank you for having me. It's always an honor. It's been a while,
nice.
So it's great to see you, and congrats on everything with the blaze. It's just taken off.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. The president sees government. I think it's because of his lack of experience and maybe community organizing in the past is like this shiny new toy, which for all the disagreements I had with Clinton, Carter, and Bush, there were always limits. There was that line you just didn't cross. We cross it seemingly every day.
Every
right?
day.
We're lost in the scandals. The Jamie Dimon shakedown at Chase, the HHS scandal, Kathleen Sebelia shaking down the healthcare industry
Crazy.
For money, the IRS. It's to the point, Glenn, where these scandals in and of themselves would be huge, backbreaking scandals, are just lost in the scandal fog in this administration. It's worse than people know. I'm not trying to scare you.
Tell me about the NSA. But knowing you are Secret Service.
Yeah.
So knowing what you know, tell me what we should be concerned about.
You give the government information. It will be abused. It is not a matter of if it'll be abused. Keep in mind, it's only a matter of when. But the bottom line is, having worked inside the government, it will be abused. It is only a matter of time.
So what should we be doing? Because we ring the bell, we talk about it, we look at it, but it's not going. It just not doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, Dan.
No, it's not. And the reason is, as I said, that with the Obama administration, that they're experts in losing you in the fog of scandal. This NSA thing is a back-breaking story. It really is. It gets at the very roots. I'm looking at your roots there in the grass. The roots of what liberty means. That flag means something. It's undermining the very principles by which made this country great. I know you're a believer. I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ, as far as I know, was the only perfect human being to ever plant his feet on this earth. We are all doing something wrong. Remember, when the key's held by someone else, liberty means absolutely nothing. That personal and private self are being evaporated.
200 military leaders out of their posts since President Obama took office. Why are we seeing this purge of some of our greatest leaders, and what effect will this have on our national security?
A lot of these guys disagree
professionally with the White House, and as a result, you know, they're getting fired.
Georgia restaurant owner who proudly makes it his mission to honor those who have served our country, now facing a fight over a U.S. flag that he flies at his establishment. Darren Miller says he was cited by the city for showing his appreciation to the troops.
The city now, where it was a violation of in the right-of-way, now is they're backpedaling a little bit, saying now it's a permit issue. And I just don't think I should have to pay money to fly the American flag or support our men and women in uniform.
Yeah.
And I refuse to.
Absolutely right. Dean, what do you think this says about our country that you weren't able to fly your flags?
Well, I think, you know, it's a shame.
Should high school students say the Pledge of Allegiance before class? Well, according to the school district, no. Last night, they voted down a proposal that would require the teenagers to recite the pledge every day. The reason? Board members decided there's not enough time during the day to say it.
We felt that we wanted to make it clear that at the high school level, there's not always an opportunity to have the Pledge of Allegiance spoken every day.
This is why people don't understand what we're fighting for. When we talk about current events and we talk about these issues and what we're looking to preserve, they can't tell you because they can't even recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Proud of his 20-year military service and his 10 years of work at Dameron Hospital, Boots Hawks says he's not afraid of expressing his beliefs.
I believe in America and I believe in God so strongly, and I believe that America needs a blessing.
The phrase "God bless America" has been in Hawks' work email signature for more than a year. But just days before Veterans Day, Hawks says the hospital asked him to remove it. He says he did remove it before he sent another email. Yet the next day, he was called into the office.
I was going to be put on administrative leave immediately. And this was last Friday, right before the Veterans Day weekend.
In the end, Hawks just wants to be able to put "God Bless America" back on his email signature.
Meanwhile, an American soldier fighting for faith after an army briefing slaps a hate group label on a well-established traditional Christian ministry.
That's right. The presentation linked the American Family Association to hate groups such as the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, Black Panthers, and the Nation of Islam.
The soldier was so enraged, the fearful punishment for his own Christian values, he reached out to our own Todd Starnes.
Yeah, this happened out at Camp Shelby in Mississippi, and the soldier was a part of 50 active duty and reservist troops that had to attend this mandatory session. And in this session, they certainly did label the American Family Association, which is a well-respected Christian ministry, as an example of a hate group. And the soldier snapped a photograph that he sent me showing the slideshow presentation. And also another briefing, and I believe this was in the Air Force, labeled Evangelical Christianity and Catholicism as examples of religious extremism. So there's something going on here. The Pentagon, we tried to talk to them. They told us we needed to talk to the Army. And at that point, the Army, it's been almost 24 hours and we still haven't heard back from them.
Mm-hmm. A U.S. soldier in our Army spoke out. He said this: "I had to show Americans what our soldiers are now being taught. I couldn't just let this one pass. I was completely taken back by this blatant attack, not only on the AFA, but Christians and our beliefs." Your thoughts on that?
Elizabeth, for the past 5 years under the Obama administration, we have seen a significant increase in anti-Christian rhetoric and activity in the military.
It all started with a traffic stop for speeding, but it quickly escalated into a very dangerous situation. In the end, a 14-year-old was charged with attacking a state trooper. His mother is facing felonies, and now there are questions about why one officer fired at a minivan full of children.
You're doing 71 back there on a 55, okay?
Oriana Farrell and a state police officer are arguing over a ticket just south of Taos.
I'll be right back. Go ahead and turn the vehicle off for me.
But as the cop walks off, Farrell does the opposite, pulling away instead. So he pulls her over again. The officer isn't too happy.
Get out of the vehicle. Get out of the vehicle right now.
You can see the officer try to pull Farrell out while the five kids inside scream. Finally, Farrell agrees to get out and talk, but the conversation doesn't last long.
Turn around and face your vehicle. Ma'am, listen to me.
Farrell and the cops struggle as she tries to get back into the van. While that happens, the 14-year-old gets out again, and this time he rushes the officer, trying to defend his mom. After a short tussle, the boy runs back into the minivan. The officer tries to get him out while backup arrives.
Open the door!
Open the door!
Farrell starts to drive off while another officer fires at the minivan full of kids as young as six.
What would you think if police pulled you over and asked for a DNA test? One woman says it happened to her, and she called NBC5 to investigate the suspicious stop. NBC5's Scott Gordon has been looking into the roadblock in Fort Worth.
Kim Cope was on her lunch break Friday driving north on Beach when she came across two police cars with lights flashing.
Yeah, they were about right in here.
She says the uniformed officers directed her into this parking lot.
I gestured to the guy in front that I just wanted to go straight, but he wouldn't let me and forced me into a parking spot.
Once parked, she says she couldn't believe what she was asked next.
They were asking for cheek swabs. They would pay you $10 cash for that. They would also, if you let them take your blood, they would pay you $50 for that.
Or at the very least, she says, they wanted to test her breath for alcohol for free.
It just doesn't seem right that you would be forced off of the road when you're not doing anything wrong.
Federal agency confirms they're doing this in 30 cities across the country.
You can't just be pulled over randomly or for no reason.
But civil rights attorney Frank Colosi questions whether such stops are constitutional.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't seem right that they should be able to do any of it. I mean, if it's voluntary, it's voluntary. And again, it just none of it felt voluntary at all.
We should make it clear the people actually doing the survey were government contractors. The Federal Traffic Safety Administration did not respond to our specific questions.
After people get off a plane, the new airport exits are getting some strange looks. Some think they look like a science fiction intergalactic time machine.
I was expecting to get transported somewhere like on Star Trek. I thought, yeah, we finally got there.
Others were wondering if it was an X-ray chamber or might fill up with dollar bills like on a game show.
Yeah, it was odd. I'm like, where'd they come up with this? I'm not sure what it is.
Doors will open and close automatically.
The voice giving instructions is futuristic. But the new exit portals are just part of the Syracuse Airport's $60 million renovation. To keep the passenger area secure, passengers leaving enter the portal, wait for one door to close, and then the other one opens. The portal is one way. If anyone tries to get back into the secure area, the door automatically locks. Syracuse may be the first airport in New York State to have the new exit portals, but the airport commissioner says they will likely be showing up at airports around the country very soon.
Employees at this KFC in West Lafayette, Indiana, no longer need a password to sign into their cash register.
They come in and they put their finger on a fingerprint mechanism, and it just automatically clocks them in.
Biometrics, once considered a far-fetched technology, is becoming an everyday reality. From signing onto your phone, accessing your bank account, to entering a secured room, your unique features are the key to unlocking anything worth safeguarding.
All right, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio and my 30-minute broadcast. Welcome to the show tonight. Oh, man. I like how the cop got busted for shooting that poor black guy. Finally. Fuck. Got him a fucking asshole cop. There we go. Great. So I hope that gives an example not to shoot people. Doesn't matter what color they are. Doesn't matter what color they are. Anyway, I'm going to kick a phone line open here real quick. If you're blocked, I ain't letting you in, so I ain't going to fuck with you. Because I am the ruler, and I piss you off. I live in your mind. I was listening to some archives earlier on another show in here talking about me. And they're talking about a guy that ate me. That's kind of funny as hell, too. It's hilarious. You know, it's good. I like it. I just hope that you don't go look for that motherfucker or anybody. Anyway, that's the way it is. But yeah, man, I see BTR has not improved anything yet lately, but we will go back in shortly to go back on full time. We might go a little bit longer. We might take this show into 3 hours. Once I get more people to back me, I might just go to the Pro Series and we'll do it 24 hours a fucking day just to make people's lives miserable. That's what I do. But nope, I'm not a troll. I'm just me. And that's that. But I ain't really me. And you ain't really you. But it doesn't matter. We're all here together. One big happy family on BTR. But I don't know. Who knows? So, Gunslinger, what's happening with you, brother? I lit your phone up. Drake, you're here with me. Gun. Can you hear me? Okay, I guess he's being silent. But I heard his powerful, super-duper microphone. And I got block callers on here, and I see one got their hand up. Came up immediately for some reason, and I can only guess who the fuck that is. Of course, we all know. But anyway, the cop shooting that guy, wow. What a deal. It's just crazy. There's some crazy shit going on. But, you know, what can I say? You know it's going to happen eventually. I mean, these motherfucking cops are getting trigger happy. I mean, why are they doing that? Why are they coming to this point to where man runs away, he's shooting? Do they tell them it's
one thing,
kind of shit?
Well, one thing, Ron, is they're control freaks. That's what that boils down to. They want control, okay? And if you don't, or if they don't get control, they'll put a bullet in you. Now, this this case that you're talking about, I totally agree, because the suspect was running away from the officer, okay? Not like it was in Ferguson now, when the suspect turned and charged the officer, according to reports, okay? Wasn't there. I wasn't there. But according to what they said, okay? That, in what they said, is justifiable homicide. Now, what this guy did, even in self-defense law, if you're a CHL carrier, if the threat has been neutralized or the threat runs away, you can't shoot him in the back. You'll go to prison.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's the way it is in Texas.
Right.
I mean, you have to be in fear of your life. As long as he's coming at you, that justifies fear for your life. Now, if he stops,
well, yeah,
turns around, and runs,
I could accept that.
Yeah.
But and, you see the guy that caught this on video?
Right.
You know, the guy caught on video, he looked kind of like a foreigner of some kind, you know? That's
right.
Cool. But go ahead, Gunn. I'm sorry. I didn't catch you off, bro.
Well, exactly. Like I said, as long as, you know, it's probably coast to coast that you can't shoot somebody running away from you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
If they haven't done, you know, so that's everywhere, I would presume. So, you know, so if this is true, what this cop did, that son of a bitch ought to be crucified. Send that son of a bitch to prison. Okay?
Well,
they should know the law
better. Actually give you 30 years. 30 years, they're going to use him as a martyr. Because what they're doing is they're upsetting the black race, is what they're doing by doing this shit to all these black people. They're trying to start some type of, you know, it seems like they're trying to provoke some type of fucking war between the white and blacks. You know what I mean? They're like poking a stick at them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what they want to do.
Bullshit.
They do want to provoke a racial war. There's no doubt about that. But,
right.
You know, where is that going to lead? I mean,
right. Well, they're trying to cover. I think they're just trying to cover the simple fact that China has took over the United States. Everything here is from China. Everything. China controls everything. And a lot of people don't see that. What do you mean, Ron? What are you talking about? Well, the simple fact is, everything you buy is from China. Most of the food you start buying stores is from China. There is no EPA regulation at all. Nothing. But then, obviously, imported here. Imported on in. But nobody ever thinks of that one. It's the thing that you don't see hitting yet. That's the problem. People don't see this hitting. They're not paying attention. They're not looking. Like, you know, that fish, Tulupa, whatever they call it, that shit. Most of that shit's imported from China. Most of your shrimp's imported from China. You know? And you're talking about toxic system, toxic air, toxic water. You know, and, you know, they feed them fish tons of protein. You know, I mean, these fuckers ain't fed healthy. They're fed to fatten them up. Plus, you start to process poultry. So, you know, it's all the bottom line. They're trying to protect the investors. They're more worried about the profit dollar for the investor than they are the actual health of anybody's well-being. So, you just like I said, you don't know where the fuck's coming from where anymore.
It all boils down to money. That's their ultimate goal. I don't care what government it is. It's either this government or China's government or Japan's government. Look how they lied to those Japanese people over there about that Fukushima that's still going on. Okay?
Right.
It's still going
right.
on. and they don't even have the technology to fucking stop the damn thing. So now where are they going?
Well, the thing I'm thinking, John, is like this. What's going to happen is it's eventually going to catch up and it's going to collapse. It's got to. You know, once it's gone out, it's spiraling out of control now as we see it. But it's coming to the point where I think it's going to actually kill itself out. The markets, the Chinese control the market now. You know, they control it all. And they steal every fucking thing they get their hands on. You know, I mean, they steal technology. They steal it all the time. You know, one company over there was over here. They went over there to manufacture, and they wound up shutting them down over there and took over the shit. They copied all their technology and started manufacturing themselves. Yeah, it's all the time. They manipulate the dollar. They manipulate your money. You know what I mean? So that's what you have another problem with. I've heard they will take a loss to get a gain hold in the economy market. So there you go. Labor cost is cheap. You slave your people. Why not? I mean, child labor, there ain't none of that. Prison labor. Like I said, anything you buy, you go try to pull. Okay, go buy a computer or a microwave or anything electronic. It ain't made here. It ain't made here. You might find something that's manufactured here, put together, but you ain't ever going to see the actual all the parts made right here in this country on anything anymore. Nothing. You know, we just don't manufacture. We can't manufacture when the manufacturing sector went over there. And why not? In common sense, in terms of making money, if I have it made in another country where, you know, pennies on the dollar bring it back here to a higher market, well, fuck yeah. Who wouldn't do it? And, you know, it goes back to Bill Clinton. He's the one who did that bullshit. Was it open trade agreement shit? There you go. And there you go. Killed the workforce in this country. Killed the manufacturing sector of it. So now you have no manufacturing, a bunch of people out work. When you get 11 states in this country, there are more people on welfare than there is working. 11 states. Does that make any sense? What's wrong with that picture? So you're talking, let's say 51% of your state's population is on welfare. Only 49% is working. So there goes your tax dollar. See, that's the other thing, the tax money. Because the less money you have, the less money people spend, you don't get that tax revenue. That's why you sell these little towns, you know, jonesing for money. And, you know, we aim in the budget. We got to cut this. Matter of fact, one of the local county jails in another county close to me here stated the fact that they will no longer take misdemeanor offenders from any other city because they're too expensive for the county to house. They're not making no money off it. Or enough money, I should say. They're making some money, but it's not enough to keep it maintained. So, you know, that's the way it goes. It's fucking itself in the process. That's what I'm saying. So.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to do all that because of money. That's what they, you know, they're greedy. They're real greedy. Corporations are greedy.
Well, I mean,
too greedy.
They're interested in government is causing this collapse to happen to make so they can get control of the local governments. You know that too. I mean, there's a lot of speculation and a lot of, you know, what they say, conspiracy theory. But actually, I'm seeing it happen in person, so I don't see too much of a conspiracy in the fact. You know, that's what it is.
You can't argue with plain simple facts.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. But anyway, word has the beach. You're supposed to have their shit back together in a couple more weeks. So when they do that, I'll be back on the air full time again. And we've got like 60 seconds. You want to talk for the next 15 more minutes? However long I'll be here listening at. We need to call in. But unblocked numbers, I'm sorry. I'm not opening nobody up, so I don't hear no bullshit retards. I'm not in a retard listening to tonight. So if you don't have a recognizable number, I won't let you in. Sorry about that, but I don't care. Sorry to the legit people, but dumb fuckers, I don't care.
Yeah. And there's a lot of them out there, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That shit gets old after a while. You know, I mean, I don't give a shit. Don't bother me. I care less. But I tell you what, this shit with BTR and this crazy shit, man. Fuck no. It's crazy, you know. You know, when you got the commercials overriding you, your show's going, but people are trying to listen to you. And all of a sudden, a commercial comes on, overrides you, keep repeating, repeating, you know. So that ain't going to happen. And it, you know, of course.
Are they working on their stuff, or they're trying? Are they?
That's what they're saying. That's what I'm saying. But you know, the audio, the new smooth audio is bullshit. They cut you off. You know, I don't get it. Why don't they get? They should have had that fixed by. It's been going on for the past 2-3 weeks. I think they had their shit straightened up. I know that. Are they having shit worked on in China?
Well, I know what it is, that their techs are located in China. That's why. If you try to call tech support, you get some fucker in India. Okay. That'll tell you something right there.
Well, I've been pretty good. It's been American women, a couple of women that I've only talked to, and they're probably at home operating it from there. But, and there ain't much they can do. You know, they gave me a month free, and okay, because they fucked up before and not popped my show up and all like that. So I, you know, then they popped this new upgrade to this board, and you know the. It's like I said, it's just, it's worse than it was before. I mean, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it worked fine. It was perfect. Didn't it change nothing? Everything worked great. But if they're trying to improve to create more customers, I just don't see it happen for them very well. And I see the majority of all the shows on here are church shows. You know, obviously, it's Christian, most of them is Christian shows. And I had nothing against that. But there's very few shows on news or politics or anything like that. There aren't that many out there. But hey, whatever they can offer, their shit ain't mine. But I'm not going to pay money for something that ain't worth fucking having. It's like paying money for a broken toy. Why would you buy it? You know it's broken, so why would you pay for it? Wouldn't make sense.
There's a lot of people... You know, there's a lot of people out there that does do that, you know. You know, I don't know why. Just throwing, you know, good money after money, I guess. But, you know, mm-hmm. you would think that they would want to improve their customer base and get more people to sign up and join BTR. You know, that would be the
right.
That would be the smart thing to do. But instead of doing that, it seems like they're doing the opposite, just like the government's doing the opposite. Instead of doing good for the people, they're doing the opposite thing. They're fucking you in the ass, you know? Ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. That's oh,
so until they start getting their shit together, you know, a lot of people are going to get tired of it, especially people that has, you know, more than an hour show or something, you know, 2 and 3 hours. I mean, I wouldn't want to pay that, you know, that kind of money, you know, per month and not get the proper service. I mean, fix it, you know, hire somebody that can fix it. I'm sure there's plenty of techs out there that knows, you know, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? BTR don't want to spend the money on the tech? You know, you get what you pay for. If it's free, that's what you get is free.
Well,
so,
the problem,
you know,
I get what I paid for. That's the problem. I wasn't getting what I was paying for.
Yeah.
And my show still ain't popping up till 10, 15 minutes after I've done start broadcasting. You know, so that's the other thing, you know. Like, what the hell? You know, I'm paying you this money right on time. You have no problem with that. And then you want to fuck things up as you go along. Well, no. I would pay about $10 a month at the rate they got it going now. But that'd be it. I wouldn't pay no more. I wouldn't pay a nickel more. That's why I'm just doing this free ride. I'll ride this free ride for a while. I don't care. So I straighten it out. Once I see it straightened up, then I'll come back. But, you know, I hate just doing 30 minutes. I, you know, I just do the whole damn thing. At least 2 hours. But, I'm seeing a lot of shows I used to go to are gone. A lot of them. A lot of people just vanished. They got completely fed up and said, fuck it.
Well, you can't blame them. So, I mean, you know,
like I said, they're not getting the service that they've been promised. You know, but they want the money, you know, just like everybody else, you know, power companies and all that shit. But boy, they'll cut you off on a heartbeat, okay? They don't get their money, but oh man, you know, if it's on their end, oh well, you know, we'll you know, whatever. What a bunch of bullshit.
Well, I got a buddy of mine. He's coming back from London. He called me today. And he said, hey, man, I called the phone company. You know, if they had renters in the house when I left, you know, I rented it out for, you know, a couple years since I've been gone. And the phone company, you know, they said I had a previous bill for 100-something bucks because I paid it, didn't care. What? Okay, oh, yeah, I'll pay you. Because I need to get service reconnections back to my house. And he goes, you know, I had renters in there, and I don't want to have service in there or not, or whatever. The phone company found out, yeah, they did. And then they told him, well, you need to send a copy of your deed and your driver's license just so I can turn the phone service on for you. I'm like, he's like, what? He goes, look, man. It was one, I'm in London, England. Okay, two, everything I own is in a storage container in the United States. There is no way possible for me to go to that storage locker, take out that sandwich and come back to work, you know, in London. Just to have the phone turned on. If I paid you the money, you're getting money. What is your problem? I am who I am, and that's it, you know. So, anyway, I don't know what the end result was. Apparently, we're going to turn this phone, but he wanted to get it all set up before he came back to the States, you know. Got shit done, power transfer over all that. But that's crazy. You know, but that's how they play it. They play people. And it's crazy. Well, if you get a chance, look at Google PG&E 5000 smart meters blow up houses. It happened about 2 weeks ago. Some truck hit a power pole. Did you get that?
I read it. That's pretty neat. But I think, you know, like I said, you know, it would have probably blew up something, even if they were analog meters. I mean, you got to give credit where credit is deserved.
Yeah, we talked about this. Right.
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, because once those lines came down on those secondaries, you know, that dumped that primary voltage right into the house. So anything between it's going to get blown up. I mean, I don't know where that particular area is located at because I've never been to California, but here in this area. The primary up there is 14.4, and you dump that to a meter, you're going to blow that sumbitch off the wall, whether it's a smart meter or it's an analog meter. Something's going to happen. No doubt about that. And, of course,
the smart meter's a piece of shit anyway.
They are a piece of shit.
And they're bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, and I think an analog could have took more of a hit than one of these smart meters could. Like I said, they got an internal battery on them. That's one thing that's explosive. I mean, that got internal memory. They got to have it.
Yeah, that's one thing that blew up when they dumped that secondary on there. Or when those lines, the battery blew up in them. Okay? And
you
batteries
can't
explode
positive and negative
like
together. Right. Positive and negative do not work together. I'm sorry.
No. Don't work.
That's a negative.
Especially.
Yeah, that's like flipping a magnet around trying to get it to together. It ain't going to happen, you know? Yeah.
Well, not only that, but like I said, they, you know, it's a spy device. They know when you turn on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
They know when you turn on your dryer, or your washer, when your refrigerator comes on. Because, you know, a lot of people just can't understand that every electrical. Every electrical device has its own unique signature frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can tell
the voltage,
but, you know, by that.
The consumption of voltage.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah,
that's all
from the voltage is frequency. Hell, you know, same thing. So,
well, computer takes this much, refrigerator takes this much, blah 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 blah. Yeah. Well, but now they're making washers and dryers with smart technology. You can call it the start and stop. Yeah. Think about it.
They
want to
get
to one of them.
They want every one of your appliances to spy on you. TV to spy on you, your dishwasher to spy on you.
Mm-hmm. Anything to keep track of everybody. It's crazy. You know, how crazy is this? The only way they can do it, which they've already done, is to signal fucking gates around and call it, you know, a country prison.
this whole country is one big prison, and we all live in it. You know, crazy, isn't it?
Well,
yeah. I'm different dimensions
with that. With that technology, yeah, because, you know, like I said, that's why they wanted to put these smart meters in, is so they could spy on you, okay? That's what, mm-hmm. that's their number one goal. They said it was for to save energy. Bullshit. Smart meters don't save no fucking meter. All they do is read the goddamn meter, the power coming in. Okay? What energy do they save?
Right, but the majority of people I've talked to that have them tell me that their power bill has increased immensely, at least 30%. Since they got installed.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Expensive. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had to pay for it. And like now, this chick going down this co-op that I know about, they're charging their co-op members, so-called members, customers, $20 a month regardless, just to have the service. Just to have the service. Now, why would you charge $20 just to have a service? You know, that's kind of an extortion thing. You know, wait a minute. They had no options to go anywhere else but you, and they got to pay $28. You know, something's wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Something's very wrong with that. Now, banks are doing it. Banks are into that game. They've been in this game quite a while. They used to charge like $2-3 a month for service. You know, you have an account there or whatever like that. Well, now majority of them are charging at least $20. $19.99, you know, a month. Just have a bank account there with them. So you're going to charge for everything you do. So I learned that lesson a long time ago, so I learned to charge people money for everything I do for them. So if I talk to you and tell you some advice, I'm going to charge you for it. You know, if I put you under contract, you know, but I'm going to tell you the terms and conditions before we do it. They do the same thing, just you don't get it. You got to have a service or you're right to sign anything for you to get it. It don't matter. And that's the trick of it. I mean, everybody's got to have power nowadays, so you're going to sign whatever it takes to get that power. There you go. It's bullshit.
Well, like I said, the government was involved with that, too, because they're the ones that were pushing the power companies to do it, because they're the ones that want to spy on you, okay? Of course, you know, yeah.
They're all shareholders. So they're all in it together. Fucking right, man.
Yeah, they're all in it together. You know.
It's a corporation running corporations. That's all it is. It's one big corporation.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Now it is.
Government. That's a bullshit story been told. I don't believe it. Sorry. I believe we live in a court rule.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the government, you know, now that since they was incorporated, of course, they're, you know, they always pass the debt on to you. Just like with the
right.
smart meters, you know, you're paying for them. Everybody that has
right.
one of them damn things. But
here's the thing I like about it is one, there people are losing their jobs. They've been losing jobs. They have lost jobs. That again, public systems cost taxpayers money. Well, eventually, once the welfare overcomes the income coming in, which has already happened, you know, it's over. It is over. There won't be enough tax money pumped through the system to keep going, and especially when we sell Chinese products. We don't sell our own, so that is definitely the death of this country, the death of America, because of fucking, you know, the Chinese imports. We don't make our product. We don't export enough shit to make any money. So there we go. Sad.
Well,
I see my country go down in flames like this, but...
The reason that they don't export that much anymore is because all the fucking damn—they've run all the corporations out of the country by their corporate taxes, their corporate regulations, all this shit. All the big manufacturing companies have gone over there, where they get the cheaper material, cheaper labor, cheaper shipping, and all this shit. And they say, "Fuck you, America."
Yeah,
it's your government that's doing it. It's not the people that's doing it. It's the government that did it.
Right. Like I said, it comes down to the bottom line: how much money can we make? Get a cheaper manufacturer, let's do it. If I got to go overseas to manufacture cheaper, then bring it back over to the higher market, of course I would. If I could make it for a dollar and make $10 off it by sending it back over, absolutely. Of course you would. That's just common sense. You'd be stupid not to. But there's no incentive here to manufacture. That's the problem. And the Chinese government,
but unfortunately,
they'll kick the money back to you.